Here on Sportsline on WBAL, Mike Bordick with us, talking about a very intriguing prospect during the break, Jonathan Scope. He's intriguing, Mike, because you see the power, and that is just hard to come by. Last year, his first game, was it, guys? First game, hit that ball. I don't think it's landed yet at Camden Yards. About 460 to dead center. These last 2 days, it just sounds different. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Coming off of his bat, he hit Bud Norris today. Not exactly a cheap one. That ball was a line drive shot to left center field. He has that power. It's the good kind, right?
Yeah. I mean, this guy's been really exciting for the past few years. And, you know, I think his versatility really helps him. He can play short. He can play third. He can play first. He could potentially play, second. He could potentially play first base. I mean, he's just a gifted, natural, instinctive athlete, much like Manny Machado, you know.
People forget, those two were kind of climbing the ladder. Jonathan got hurt, and they were playing together for a few years. He's still really young.
He is. Very, very young. And, you know, last year, I thought last year would be the year he really made an impact, but he came, when he came into camp, his legs were a little banged up. He
had a back issue.
Yeah, so his health was a question, and that kind of carried over in the season. It was great to see him get called up. He got healthy and did some things and really opened Buck Showalter's eyes a little bit. And he's coming into camp, I think, slated to go to the minor leagues. But I'll tell you what, there are spots open on this team. And if he goes out and you know, keeps hitting home runs every day, I mean, they're going to have to make some decisions.
You've seen him play defense coming up to the minor leagues. You've worked with him before. Is he a good defensive player?
Oh, he's fabulous. Fabulous defensive player.
When you only have one hand,
you're not doing anything. Yeah, he, I remember seeing him in his first instructional league when we ran it out of Camden Yards. And I looked over, I think it was Bobby Dickerson, and I hadn't seen Jonathan Scope play all season. And I said, these are the best hands we have in the system. The way he was turning a double play, and I looked at his height and everything. I said, really, he's a second baseman. Incredible hands. I mean, probably the quickest at turning a double play. And real consistent. I think he's learning. And you hear this time and time again from Bobby Dickerson and Buck Showalter. The young guys, you have to learn how to control your clock so you're not rushing out there. You know, you have that built in. And Jonathan has a natural clock, but I just think being familiar with the big leagues, which I think he's going to get a lot of playing time in the spring training, will help him understand, you know, that he might have a little bit more time on certain plays and not have to rush and make those careless mistakes that young players sometimes make.
Certainly a guy to keep a very close eye on this camp. Yeah, going back to last year, you know, when Ryan Flaherty was really struggling the first 2 months, I thought if Scope could get healthy, he'd be the guy this year at second. I really do like Ryan. I think he can hit 12, 14, 15 home runs. He obviously plays a good second base. And his biggest asset is he can really play everywhere for Ryan Flaherty.
Well, you know, Bucks has a lot of guys, actually, that have tremendous versatility. And I think, obviously, it adds to the value for so many of the guys in the camp. So Buck can really move his lineup around. There are question marks if something, you know, happens to JJ, or if he wants to spell Chris Davis, you know, some key spots really in this Orioles lineup that need to be filled. And when you have guys that have potential power, like you mentioned, I actually think Flaherty has potential to hit more than, you know, 15 home runs.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he's got it in him. And, you know, a young player like Jonathan Scope that has that versatility to move around, you know, it's just a great thing for Buck Showalter and the Orioles to have those type of players.
All right, it's time, Mike, for our Fun Five questions. Mike Bordick about to do them right here inside Studio 229. Mike, are you ready?
I guess so.
All right, he has no idea what he's getting into, guys. All right, question one, and this should be good for you because you're from Winter Olympic country. If you were a Winter Olympian, what sport would you play?
Oh, my gosh. Hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Did you play hockey growing up?
Yeah, I played a little hockey.
A little hockey. All right. Question number two. Your favorite high school subject?
Oh, my gosh. We had gym. We had PE. So that was fun. No,
simple.
I
told every player.
No,
before.
I don't want to sound like a total dumb jock. No, you know, believe it or not, I liked math until it really got crazy. You know, some of the classes.
When your kids go to you, I always wonder this. I don't know how my parents dealt with me. What the hell am I supposed to do with algebra here? What did you tell your kids?
Oh my God. Go talk to mom? I hear you. Yeah. I said, go talk to mom. And then they have so many now websites that kids can go to get some help. So we just refer them right back to their computer.
The last movie you saw in a theater, question three. last movie you saw in the theater?
That would be the Lego movie.
Good.
It was awesome.
Did you see it here or did you see it at home?
I saw it at home with my wife and my two younger kids.
And they all loved it? Huge family?
Yeah, fabulous movie. Yeah.
Casey's a big fan. Question four. Favorite baseball movie of all time?
Oh, my goodness. They're all great. Gosh. I guess Bull Durham.
Bull Durham?
Yeah.
Was that similar? I mean, everyone says that's the most realistic experience. You kind of were getting into your major league career when that movie came out,
yeah.
Minor leagues at the same time. Is that accurate?
I think it's accurate because there's just so many silly things that happen, you know? A lot of immature kids, and then there's always the veteran guy that tries to take guys under his wing and
where'd you play minor league
the
ball?
Right way. First year, I was sent to Medford, Oregon, playing the Northwest League, and then
that's a long way from home.
It sure was. And then next year, they shipped me right back to California, played in Modesto in Single A. Double A was in Huntsville, Alabama, and Triple A was in Tacoma, Washington.
Wow,
yeah.
That experience. What I love about baseball and in almost every level, from the broadcasters to the umpires to the coaches, the managers, the players, the minor league process, it's just really special.
It really is. It certainly is. And I think, you know, it's certainly a mental test because, and I think things have changed a little bit. But back then, you know, you get on a bus with 30 guys and off you go traveling 14 hours and expected to strap it on and go out there and perform the next day.
It's incredible.
Certain learning experience.
All right, last question on our Fun Five list here. And you can speak for your children on this one, too. Favorite all-time video game? Any console, any genre of games?
Wow. I'll tell you what. I am absolutely blown away at the video games they have out now. Now, I don't – thank goodness I haven't been locked in where I just sit down and play for hours and hours. But at times I'll sit down with my son. They play the Call of Duty games,
sure.
And things like that. So – it's just amazing to me, the graphics and all. So I guess it's either NFL football or the Call of Duty. That
not into the baseball games?
Oh, yeah, they sit down there and play them. But to tell you the truth, my wife, she says, stop playing the baseball game. I'm sick and tired of listening to Gary Thorne. And it's nothing against Gary, but she hears him every night on
every
the TV
night.
Anyway. She doesn't need to hear him, you know, when there isn't a game on.
Last question, Mike. Do you feel more nervous trotting out to shortstop or strapping you on the microphone and then calling a game, especially your first year of doing that?
Yeah, I'm much more nervous behind the microphone.
Really?
Yeah, really am. You know, it's just one of those things that hopefully, you know, I continue to learn and just get more comfortable with my preparation. Because in baseball, I just felt you just feel at home doing something you're natural or you've done your whole life. And so taking ground balls and standing in the box is just something I absolutely loved and didn't mind the preparation that went into getting ready for a game. And I'm not saying I don't like getting behind the mic and calling the Orioles games, but there's just a little different stress there involved.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I mean that sincerely, Mike. Thank you so much for swinging by here. It was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Mike Bordick. We'll come back with more next.